Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians 7 through 10. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I remember as a child of 10 years traveling 25 miles alone by train into Chicago to spend the day with my father at his work. One of the highlights of my day was going to Horn and Hardart for lunch. It was a self-serve restaurant automat. This gigantic coin-operated vending machine had row upon row of windows where one could drop in a nickel, turn the knob, lift the door, and instantly receive what they had ordered. Perhaps macaroni and cheese, a roast beef sandwich, or a slice of apple pie. Whatever, it came instantly. For me, it was so exciting as a 10-year-old to see the coin drop down the slot and instantly received what I had chosen. Yes, it was a long time ago, and I am dating myself. Perhaps today we would find a vending machine that still takes cash. But more than likely, credit cards. Have you ever had that frustrating experience with a vending machine sometime in your life? Have you ever said to yourself, or out loud, "I've deposited my money, or these days my credit card. Where is what I had ordered?" Perhaps in frustration, you pounded your fist against the side of the machine. I'm sure all of you have done that at some point. And you still didn't receive what you wanted. Praying for healing can be very much the same way. I have said my prayers. Now, God, where is my answer? Where is my healing? Have you ever lifted up your arms in desperation or clenched your fist at God and said, "I have said my prayers. Where is my answer?" Are you there now? Sometimes we think of God as like a vending machine, and he will dispense instant answers to our prayers. He isn't. Without instant answers, our frustration grows, and we can easily fall into that victim mentality of, "Oh, woe is me." Self-pity seeps in, and we begin to focus on ourselves and not the Lord. What follows is resentment. Where is the answer to my prayer? Why are you ignoring me, God? Or perhaps, I am not worthy of answered prayer. This shows up in Paul's anguish with the thorn in his side. When Paul, formerly Saul, persecutor of Christians, was converted, Jesus announced, "For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." That is from Acts chapter 9, verse 16. Paul's ministry was full of struggles and pain, both mental and physical. It was not known what the thorn in Paul's side was. Was it physical, spiritual, or an emotional weakness that afflicted him? Without this pain, Paul's ministry would have been so much more effective. He would have been able to travel further, to reach so many more people and bring God the glory at the same time. But Paul could no longer bear this excruciating pain and said, 3 times I asked the Lord to take it away from me. He prayed continually that the Lord would take this anguish, this weakness from him. The Lord said no. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, Paul says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Instead of removing the thorn, God gave Paul his all-sufficient grace and strength to carry on God's work. Just like Paul, our thorns weaken us. We suffer an ongoing pain that does not subside as the thorns' very sharp edges pierce the very skin of our lives. And in agony, we cry out to the Lord, asking him to take this pain away from us. It is in these struggles that we begin to realize just how weak we are. We don't want to admit to our weaknesses, so we put on a strong mask that hides the frailties within all of us. It is in these struggles that we begin to realize that God's love is there. Have you ever felt that pain, that inner weakness? I ask you, is it with you now? We are not immune to suffering and pain in our lives. Our thorns are times of tremendous suffering and pain. It may not be the thorn in the flesh that Paul experienced. It could be financial pain. How do I pay my next bill? How do I feed my family? Perhaps it's a disease in the body, those tears in the middle of the night, emotional pain, marital pain. It could be the pain of losing a loved one. Or it could be the pain of seeing a dear friend psychologically torn apart, almost to the point of no return. For all of us, life is painful, but discipleship is painful as well. As followers of Christ, our way to the cross is painful. Our spiritual journey is very often touched with suffering, whether it's physical or mental. The longer we wait for an answer, the longer we begin to think, is God even listening to me? As we turn to God in prayer, he draws us closer and closer to him, and we enter into a deeper communion with him. It is here, in this deeper communion, that we experience what grace looks like. Even the most negative things in our lives can have a positive effect with God through prayer. In life, there are many, many storms that test the very faith that we have and our endurance. How do you ride out these storms? Do you try to go it alone, under your own power, or do you turn to prayer in the Lord for your help? When we hand all of our problems over to the Lord, we don't always get the quick answer that we're hoping for. It's like a vending machine. You put a coin in, you don't always get what you want. It simply doesn't work that way. His answer is according to his will and in his timing. God does answer our prayers, but not always the way we would have it. When the answer is yes, we see his grace and healing immediately. When the answer is no, it is hard to accept, but we must trust that his love, his grace, is with us and that he knows what is best for us, what will bring him the most glory. Just as it was with God's answer to Paul, there will be times when he will say no, or he will say wait, and that answer does test the very strength and the very depth of our faith. As a family member lay gravely ill, I could not travel there to see them, to support them. And not being able to be there was unbearable. The strength that I had instantly disappeared. And as I cried out to the Lord in prayer, awaiting an instant answer, I began to realize it's his will and not my will that would be done. How would God answer my prayer? To quote Pastor Greg in his Epiphany sermon on healing, quote, "Sometimes we pray for healing and miracles and don't get the healing we want. We are asking for an earthly solution. We want God to relieve the symptoms and cure the disease. But God may have something up, an eternal solution in mind. We are not meant to live forever in this broken, fallen world. God has something else better in mind. Some of our problems need eternal solutions and not earthly ones." End quote. For my loved family member, I had to rely upon God's grace to see me through. I could pray for a miracle that he would be healed, to pray for his pain to be taken away completely, or to pray that God would give him the ultimate healing of resting in God's heavenly arms, exchanging his broken earthly body for an eternal heavenly one. It was a hard lesson to learn, but it drew me into a deeper, loving relationship with God. We will always have God's comfort and grace to help us endure the most difficult times of suffering. But God uses our suffering and our weaknesses to draw us closer to him. It is through God's gift of grace that our strength grows, the strength that we need to overcome the most difficult of times. If we rely only upon ourselves, we will almost certainly fail. Only when we turn it all over to him, trust in him, trust in his will, can we realize the depth of his love for us. In our weakened state, we must lean upon his power and his grace. As Amy E.K. writes in The Garden as a Place of Agony, quote, "Jesus' struggle depicts the epic familiar struggle between life and death, between human will and the will of God, between doubts about the past, agony over the future, between the natural human dread of powerlessness and the life-changing tranquility of total surrender. We can see our own vulnerability and struggles mirrored in Jesus' agony." End quote. Jesus struggled as he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane and cried out to God 3 times, "Take this bitter cup away from me." But it was God's will that he followed and not his own. He embraced his suffering and his death upon the cross. God used the suffering of his only begotten son to heal our world. His suffering paid for our sins and bought eternal life. For his redemptive suffering was the price he paid to purchase our sins and give us everlasting life. So my friends, do not be afraid to embrace the suffering that you face. Realize that you can't go it alone. It is the suffering that humbles you, for he gives his grace to the humble and not to the proud. We should not be defined by our trials and weaknesses, but by the strength God has given us in our faith to see us through. God is able to do his best work when we are weak, lifting us up with a renewed strength and knowledge that we have received his everlasting grace, his divine blessing. Let me leave you with these thoughts. We are all like clay vessels that have been broken into many, many pieces. And in our struggles and brokenness, our Lord, the Master Potter, will repair, restore, and renew even the most damaged and broken clay vessels for his glory. These very same broken clay vessels can be unbelievably useful in God's hands. Even the Apostle Paul, with his immense suffering from the thorn in his side, became unbelievably useful in God's hands. So, with trust in your heart, wait upon God's timing and grace to heal you and those you love. For even you and I, in our suffering and pain, can be unbelievably useful to God. Like a broken clay vessel, he will repair each one of us and fill us with his everlasting love and grace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.